Britt, and welcome to Good Meets Evil, the podcast where we talk about the difference between good and bad and what it means to be a good person. Now, let's dive in with a quick question. Do you consider yourself a good person? I'll give you about 5 seconds to answer. Now, that was probably a really difficult question, and it probably took a little bit more than 5 seconds to answer, I would hope. A lot of you probably wanted to say yes, but you felt weighed down by decisions made in your past, like how you could have returned the money, or could have helped somebody and didn't. But do these actions in our past keep us from being a good person, and more importantly, make us a bad person? Well, we're going to try and talk about that today. Now, we're going to go over a few theories of our consciousness. One of them is the idea that there is some deep survival instinct below the surface that acts purely based on our needs, our immediate needs, such as our hunger, our thirst, our horniness. And that's, a couple of people have put different names on it, but I'll go with the Sigmund Freud terminology, which is the id. And this is this beast that allegedly roams underneath our skin and is ready to come out at any time if we're pushed to our limits. Now, if we only had our id, then we would just be animals who ran around eating everything and trying to have sex with anything that walks, and we would get nothing done. And that's why we aren't just our id, and that's what makes us humans instead of animals, at least according to some people. Now, what would you do to survive? If you were put in a box, how would you act? You know, if your life was really threatened, what would you do to make it out? A lot of people might think that they couldn't do things, but when they're actually put in that situation, you'd be quite surprised. Now, do morals still play a part in this? When you're pushed to your survival instinct, do you even think about morals? I think this differentiates for people. Some people, the morals might just go completely out the window when faced with imminent death. You know, how could you be thinking about whether you're doing good or doing bad when you're literally fighting for your life? Now, where's the line between this? So what do you think? Are we born good people, or do we become good people? What makes someone a good or a bad person? And what is the real difference between right and wrong? I'll leave that up to you to decide. Thanks for listening.